Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin ETF flows just snapped a six-day losing streak, and XRP is making waves with key resistance broken. Meanwhile, the Fed might be setting up the most dangerous Bitcoin boom yet. Bitcoin is trading at $101,767, struggling to hold the $100,000 mark. US spot Bitcoin ETFs reversed their bleeding on Thursday, recording $240 million in net inflows after shedding over $2 billion during a six-day stretch. BlackRock's IBIT led with $112 million, followed by Fidelity and ARK. Analysts say we need sustained flows plus Bitcoin reclaiming $112,500 before bulls regain control. XRP is the standout today, trading at $2.20. The token surged over 3%, breaking above $2.28 resistance. Canary Capital and 21Shares both filed amended prospectuses for XRP ETFs, triggering automatic effectiveness countdowns. If approved, XRP becomes the third crypto asset with US spot ETF exposure after Bitcoin and Ethereum. Over 21,000 new XRP wallets were created in 48 hours, the largest spike in 8 months. Analysts are eyeing $2.54 to $2.80 as next targets if the breakout holds. Ethereum is sitting at $3,409, down 33% from its August high. Analyst MMBT Trader says Ethereum is testing a make-or-break level above $3,200. If it bounces here, the setup points toward $5,500. But if support cracks, the next stop is below $2,400. Solana is trading at $159.30. Bybit predicts SOL could see a multi-quarter rally driven by new spot ETFs in the US, Hong Kong, Brazil, and Canada. The ETFs have pulled in over $300 million since launching last week. If ETF inflows hit $2 to $3 billion over the next year, Solana could rally toward $300 to $350. Japan's three largest banks got regulatory approval to trial a yen-denominated stablecoin, with launch planned for March 2026. MUFG, Sumitomo Mitsui, and Mizuho will use infrastructure from Progmat for corporate payments. Fed Governor Steven Moran warned that stablecoins could hit $1 to $3 trillion by decade's end and become too large for the Fed to ignore. Meanwhile, Ray Dalio warned that the Fed ending quantitative tightening and expanding reserves again risks stimulating into a bubble. With high equity prices and AI-led mania already in play, adding liquidity could push Bitcoin and gold higher as real yields fall. Tether bought another $97 million worth of Bitcoin this week, bringing total holdings to 87,000 BTC worth over $8 billion. Meanwhile, Strategy raised $715 million through euro-denominated preferred stock, now holding over 641,000 Bitcoin worth approximately $64 billion. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.